الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد، وبارك على محمد وعلى محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we've come to, mashallah, the story of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, which has gems upon gems, a wondrous conversation, mashallah, for all of us to take benefit and fawaid, benefits upon benefits for everyone, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. It's a surah which Allah Ta'ala describes again, it's a story rather, that Allah Ta'ala described in the Quran as being, Ahsan al-Qasas, the best of all stories. And we talked about it a little bit last time that we were here. So in the interest of time, because, you know, I have a time limit, mashallah, before your eyes are listening to the bayan, and eventually the eyes will say food, food, food. So we have to, inshallah, make do with our time, inshallah. So I want to kind of move forward, inshallah, in the story. You're going to see, subhanallah, how quickly the story becomes very complicated. And the complication of the story is because our lives are complicated. Allah Ta'ala reminds us again and again. It's not news to Allah that a person has a complicated life. People come, subhanallah, to the Mawlana, the Alim, or the Shaykh, and say that my life is very complex. I have this issue, this issue, this issue. Everyone's life is complicated, brothers and elders in Islam. You're going to find this very beautifully from Yusuf alayhi salam's story, how complicated it is from the get-go. It gets very, very complex, you're going to see. So keeping this in mind, we left off on the part of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam being told by Yusuf alayhi salam about his dream. And the dream again was 11 stars, the sun and the moon. And he saw them making sajda for him. And so it's mentioned again, it's Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, ra'aytuhum li sajidin. If he's saying that, oh father, I saw them making sajda to me, and Yaqub alayhi salam, he interprets the dream because he's a Nabi. So he automatically knows the interpretation is that his father and mother and his brothers will all make sajda before Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. So he already knows his son will be someone really, really big. And another reason, or another way we can look at it is, Yusuf alayhi salam is interpreting his own dream. Because when he says ra'aytuhum, in Arabic, you should have said ra'aytuha, which would refer to things that are not alive. When he says ra'aytuhum, I saw them. In Arabic, you only use that when you're talking about living things. So when he said the sun and the moon, the stars are all making sajda, he's actually interpreting it, saying, Father, I see my brothers and my mother, my father making sajda to me. I don't understand the dream at all. So Yaqub alayhi salam hears this wonderful bishara from his son. And I mentioned this before, that as soon as he hears this enjoyable, wonderful thing from his son, that mashallah, he got into Harvard, or mashallah, he got into med school, or subhanallah, he got into his residency, or something great, crazy that happened, subhanallah. Our first, you know, instinct is, that how can I put this on Instagram as fast as possible so everyone can know? Everyone needs to know about my khabar, right? This is what we do. Nanshuruha fil alam. We put it all in the entire world. The whole world, as fast as they can know about this. Yaqub alayhi salam gives a more important thing, which is what? Qala ya bunay, oh my beloved son, la taqsus ru'yaka ala ikhwatik. My son, don't tell your story, don't tell this to your brothers. Okay, just don't tell anybody, right? And this is why we know from the narration, استعينوا على حوائجكم بالكتمان فإن كل ذي نعمة محسود. Right? It's not a hadith, but it's a very important statement. Help yourself and taking care of your things by concealing them. Whatever needs you have, conceal your needs. Because everyone who has a ni'mah, he has someone jealous. Someone who is going to have some hasad. Now I ask you on the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, who's the one who has the jealousy here? Who's the one who has a hasad here? Yeah, it's not strangers, right? It's not people that are outside the family, right? It's not like, you know, okay, brother Bob, who lives next door, who has hasad, he's looking in my house, seeing what kind of biryani I'm eating today, right? It is my beloved family members that have the most hasad, okay? And this is the thing that people have to be aware of. I'm just reminding you, from the khabar, the story of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, the ones who have the most jealousy against you are going to be your family members. People say, oh, jadu kiya. Someone did jadu, someone did this and this. You know, subhanAllah, we were to tell you, like, oh, it's always a family, you know, like, subhanAllah. I don't want to get into it because we're going to start blaming and pointing fingers. And you're going to see, this is not what the story tells us to do. Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam does not want Yusuf alayhi salam to point a finger at his brothers, saying, oh, you guys are like this, you guys are like this. Because what did he say? He says, be careful of your brothers, O Yusuf. For yakidu laka kayda, they will plot against you. An insane plot they'll do. Inna shaytan il insan. He doesn't say inna akhaka or inna ikhwataka. He doesn't say your brothers are enemy to you. He says shaytan is an enemy to you. This is the thing, right? SubhanAllah, learn another thing. I'm telling you, I was preparing this, I'm saying, where can I get stuck? And this is one place I can get stuck on. Because why? Because a lot of things that we do as desis is what? We put kids against each other. We put brother against brother, cousin against cousin. How can you make them compete? So they can fight to see who have the most, the better grades. If you got a 99, how can I get my son to get a 99.5? You know, like we try this. We try to make kids go versus each other. And so then we start saying, your cousin did better than you, right? Oh, your cousin got into med school. Why didn't you get to med school? Your cousin became a doctor. Your cousin got married. Your cousin did this and this. Yeah, Allah, subhanAllah. My brothers and elders in Islam, who decides our qadr? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you start telling your son, you didn't do this, you didn't do this, you didn't do this, actually you're blaming Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Rab, why didn't you give my son this? This is why the Imam Ghazali very beautifully says, the hasid, the jealous person, does not in fact have jealousy against this person. He's actually ghadib an Allah. He's mad against Allah. He said, this is why jealousy is such a dangerous thing. Okay, I'm telling you, we've all done this. It's very much normal for me. I do it now. My little boy, 4 years old, he's not even school yet. I'm already competing him against Sumayya in first grade, subhanAllah. We're already thinking already, like, how do we verse them, you know, make them better than one another, subhanAllah. This is what we do. Yaqub alayhis-salam does not do this. Yaqub alayhis-salam does not go to Yusuf alayhis-salam saying, oh, Yusuf, that, oh, your older brother, you know, Judah, he did this, and this brother did this, and this. Oh, Yusuf, you're better than all of them, okay? You're going to see that Yaqub alayhis-salam very much tries to defuse the situation. Because immediately if I tell you, if I tell you your brothers are plotting against you, automatically what's going to feel in your heart? Oh, a little bad. You're going to feel a little bad. Honestly, you're going to feel a little miserable. Why is it that my brothers are doing such a thing? So Yaqub alayhis-salam diffuses this. Says, don't think bad about your brothers. Don't think bad about your family members. Inna shaytan lil insani aduwwun mubin. This is very important. If you want to save a relationship, this is the thing that people seem to not get, and I'll explain it later on too. If you want to save a relationship, you don't go around and start pointing fingers and saying, you did this, admit it that you did this, this is all your fault, etc. If you want to save your relationships, if you really love someone, you make excuses for them. Yaqub alayhisalam, by telling Yusuf alayhisalam, oh Yusuf, your brothers will plot against you, but it's not their fault, it's actually Shaitan's fault. Because of this, what does he do? Save the relationship of Yusuf and his brothers. This is the thing, if you truly love someone, you love your wife, you love your husband, you love your children, don't start accusing them and blaming them and shouting at them. Rather, the way you save them is what? Make an excuse. People, subhanAllah, they say a lot of things. You know, Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala forgive us. We sometimes think we're very religious for praying salah, you know? SubhanAllah, we think like, wow, I pray 5 times. I'm a good man, right? And then I look at other people who don't pray 5 times. I'm much better than this guy, right? SubhanAllah, Allahu Akbar, you have to train yourself. You have to understand that Allah bless me, and perhaps Allah will bless them too in another way. But I make excuses for them, right? SubhanAllah, I give you this example all the time. I tell you that if you become the best way in Massachusetts, become a wali of Allah, just be a good driver. I tell you this all the time, right? Just be a good driver in Massachusetts. Because when you drive, SubhanAllah, all I need you to do is whenever someone cuts you off, you don't swear at them, okay? You don't curse them. You don't la'natullah alayhi. You know, Allah is kill la'natullah. You know, like Allah, I killed this man, you know? You don't say this, right? What do you do? Oh, Allah, man, SubhanAllah, maybe he has to use the bathroom. Allahu Akbar. Maybe he has diarrhea. Oh man, subhanAllah. Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. You know, Allahu Akbar. Oh man. Maybe his wife is mad at him. He's trying to rush home. Or maybe he's excited, you know. Maybe his daughter is in the hospital. He's rushing to meet his daughter in the hospital. You know, I sit there driving and I'm telling, watching all you Massachusetts guys and people pass me all the time, just thinking, may Allah bless this brother. May Allah grant this man hidayah. May Allah ta'ala grant him such a rahmah. You know, subhanAllah, make dua for everyone that's on the road. May Allah grant them all Islam, ya Rabbal Alameen, you know. SubhanAllah, you become a great wali of Allah Ta'ala very quick. My reminder is that what? My wife did something wrong. Okay, let me look at her attentively and see what she wants and just say, bas, may Allah forgive her. Maybe she's having a bad day. Everyone has a bad day. I get angry like everyone else. She's a human being. She gets angry. I get angry. My dad gets angry. My mom gets angry. Everyone gets angry, right? We can calm it down, right? We can be the adult in the room. Yaqub alayhis-salam is teaching his young boy how to be an adult. SubhanAllah. In al insan, shaytan al insan, he says, son, don't blame your brothers. It's all shaytan. What about khabisa? Shaytan is a big khabis guy. You know, he's a bad guy. SubhanAllah, if you think about shaytan in the room, you automatically say, okay, let's calm it down. Okay? When you get angry, what does the Prophet ﷺ tell us to do? Does anyone know? The Prophet ﷺ tells us to make wudu, right? If you're standing up, what should you do? Sit down. If you're sitting down, lie down. If you're lying down, go into the ground. I don't care what you do after that. SubhanAllah. Do something that will calm yourself even more, because shaytan is the one who's doing this. So keeping this in mind, mashallah, this is a very profound ayah already in the beginning. So Yaqub alayhissalam, after teaching his son Yusuf alayhissalam these beautiful gems that could solve literally all of our problems in life, just in one ayah of the Quran. وَكَذَٰلِكَ يَجْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ وَيُعَلِّمُكَ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْحَدِيثِ. Oh Yusuf, from this dream, كَذَٰلِكَ, like this dream that came to you, Yusuf alayhissalam, يَجْتَبِيكَ, your Lord has chosen you. He is an ijtaba. And ijtaba is a beautiful word. in Arabic. It is a beautiful word. It means when Allahu yun'imu alayka, he will give you blessings, right? He will bless you, but not in a special way. Yakhtaruka Allahu ta'ala bin amin kathiratin. Allah will bestow blessing upon blessing on you, Yusuf alayhi salam. Yaqub alayhi salam, oh son, Allah is not just going to choose you. Ijtabaka means to choose. Allah is not just going to choose you. He's going to give you quality after quality, blessing after blessing, qualification after qualification. وَيُتِمُّ نِعْمَةُ عَلَيْكَ I'm sorry, وَيُعَلِّمُكَ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْحَدِيثِ And he will teach you the interpretation of ahadith. This word is very profound in the Arabic language. Because it's not, people, subhanAllah, they read this word and they say, Yusuf alayhi salam learned to interpret dreams. And dreams are very important in the sense that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that dreams are 1/36 of prophethood. That if a person can interpret dreams, it is 1/36 of prophethood. They give you revelation. It's actually from Allah Ta'ala, right? Some dreams are very important. If you see it over and over and over again, it might be an important dream, right? I just tell you, don't overload the Maulana with your dreams. This happens all the time. I tell you one time, yeah, interpretation of a dream, and I get a whole inbox full of dreams now. Like I spend my day just like, yes, brother, I want to figure out what you have seen. Yes, the biryani was a different color in the dream. Oh, what could it mean? Mubin Bhai's biryani wasn't as tasty in the dream. Kya hota hai? What could it be? Right, subhanAllah. People, they ask all these things. Listen, I don't care about the biryani in your dream, subhanAllah. I like how you are in real life. Okay, that's what I care about more than your dream, subhanAllah. So, but having said that, this in part of the story, Yaqub alayhi salam says, وَيُعَلِّمُكَ مِن تَأْوِيلِ الْحَدِيثِ Allah will teach you how to interpret not just dreams, but a hadith is speech. Not just speech, a hadith is waqi'at, it's events. You will learn how to interpret people's speech, and you will learn how to interpret people's events. Everything that happens in your life, Yusuf alayhi salam, you're going to see throughout the story, Yusuf alayhi salam knows how to interpret it in the best way, and he's able to figure out the best way to handle the situation. This is what ta'wil al-hadith is. It's not just interpretation of dreams, rather it's interpretation of your whole life. You'll know exactly what to do every single time. This is Yusuf alayhi salam being learned because the Nabi, his sunnah is hikmah. The hikmah is sunnah. That everything a Nabi does is wisdom. And everything a Nabi does is sunnah. And when you learn from a Nabi, you learn the wisest thing that you can do every single moment. So Allah Ta'ala tells, O Yusuf alayhi salam, from Ya'qub alayhi salam, وَيُعَلِّمُكَ مِن تَأْوِيلِ الْحَدِيثِ وَيُتِمُّ نِعْمَةُ عَلَيْكَ And now he's going to fulfill his blessing upon you, making you into Nabi. He's telling a small little baby child in front of him. He's going to bless you, make you into Nabi. كَمَا أَتَمَّ وَعَلَى آلِ يَعْقُوبِ He's going to give this blessing to Ya'qub alayhi salam's family. كَمَا أَتَمَّهَا عَلَى أَبَوَيْكَ مِن قَبْلُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَإِسْحَاقُ You're going to fill up, you're going to, mashallah, make your grandfather Ishaq happy and your great grandfather Ibrahim alayhi salam happy. Now, mashallah, you have a lineage of Anbiya. Ya'qub alayhi salam is getting this bishara of his, like, he's one of his youngest children. Could you imagine how happy he is? Unbelievable how happy he is. It's expressed in this ayah that I wanted a Nabi son. Allah granted me a Nabi son, Yusuf, right? He's so happy. It's good, mashallah. It's halal for fathers to go and say, I'm proud of you, son. Okay? It's something we never heard our whole life. Okay? Till today, I'm thinking, like, when was the last time my dad told me, you did a good job, son? SubhanAllah, Even after the child and everything, SubhanAllah, after I became Maulana, my dad was a little happy, mashallah. I give it to him. Very, very happy. He still brags about it. But having said that, like, you're going through school hardships, all these things, but mashallah, you should love the kid. Make him feel good, Alhamdulillah, Because one day he's going to take over after you, and you want him to be a good Muslim, right? So show some love and affection to your children. These kids, mashallah, they just want it, subhanAllah. You don't show them so Andrew Tate has to show them. You don't show them so they go online and they find, iShowSpeed or some other weirdo and then all these other, things and they just look on YouTube, but which father will love me on YouTube? Kahan se baap milta hai, YouTube se. Like they ask, where can I get a father from YouTube? Alayhi salam. This is how they want. This is what happens to us. Show some love and affection to your children. Show them how much you have tenderness in your heart. You, Yaqub alayhi salam is telling his son, little kid, watch, congratulations, son. You're going to be the honor of the family. You're going to be the honor of Yaqub's family. Not Yaqub's family, but Ishaq's family. Not just Ishaq's family, but Ibrahim alayhi salam. You're going to be a wonderful kid. Inna rabbaka alimun hakim. Your Lord is surely all knowledgeable and all wise. Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدَ كَانَ فِي يُوسُفَ وَإِخْوَتِهِ آيَاتُ لِلسَّائِلِينَ Allah Ta'ala says, surely in the story of Yusuf and his brothers are tremendous signs for anyone who asks the question, okay? The questions that people receive about family, the questions that people receive about relationships, the questions receive what people ask about governments, the questions people ask about being in jail, the people that ask about relationships, about zina, all these different questions people might have about their life. Allah Ta'ala says the story of Yusuf alayhi salam and his brothers have wonderful lessons and signs for anyone who wants. So Allah Ta'ala tells us, إِذْ قَالُوا لَيُوسُفُ أَخُوهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَىٰ أَبِينَا مِنَّا وَنَحْنُ عُصْبَةٌ. Allahu Akbar. The father, the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam are now in this consultation, making mashwara with one another. There are 10 of them together, and they're all sitting and they're talking to each other. What are they saying? They said, إِذْ قَالُوا لَيُوسُفُ أَخُوهُ, Yusuf and his brother Binyamin, Yusuf and his brother Binyamin, أَحَبُّ إِلَىٰ أَبِينَا, he's more beloved to our father. They're more beloved to our father, minna, than us. وَنَحْنُ عُصْبَى. They said, that's not fair. Why does Abu love Yusuf and Binyamin more than us? وَنَحْنُ عُصْبَى. عُصْبَى is like عِصَابَة. It's like a band. You know, you tie it on something. It's strong. It's firm. It's brolic. It's diesel. They're strong guys. They said that we're the older ones. We're the stronger ones. We're the more powerful ones. We're عُصْبَى. We are all united together. We're working together as a team. And we're strong and mighty, powerful kids. وَنَحْنُ عُصْبَى. They go and say such a thing, right? So the thing is that in their eyes, they're seeing something. They're saying that, look, man, if I go in front of the mirror, I look good. You know, the beauty is showing. You know, the muscles like this, right? You got like 14-inch, mashallah, biceps, subhanAllah, right? And the girl thinks that I'm so attractive, right? I'm so beautiful, or whatever, whatever, right? But people have to understand something, you know? Beauty is not in the eyes, right? Beauty is not in what you see. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, right? It's not in the person. It's in the eyes. When the very famous story of Majnun and Layla, right? Layla, you know, she's been described by Majnun as being so beautiful, right? And Majnun is like, she's so amazing. I would love to just, wherever she stepped, I want to follow that. Whatever, while she touched, I want to be near that, right? This whole place has become beautiful because of Layla, right? So amazing. So the Sultan of the time, he goes and says, is that Layla seems such a beautiful lady. Let me call her in. Let's just see how beautiful she is. So then the Sultan calls in Layla. And he looks at Layla and says, you're not that pretty, right? You're not that attractive. There's nothing here. And then she says something really profound. What does she say? She said, because you're not looking at me with the eyes of Majnun. If you saw me with his eyes, you would have thought I was beautiful. Now I ask all fathers and all mothers and everyone who, alhamdulillah, has a couple of kids, okay? Your first one is obviously one of the most important people in your lives. There cannot be a doubt about that in your heart. So important is the first child. Right, he or she leaves such an impression on the heart. But when you compare him to that muhabba you have for the last one, the youngest one. Son, it's not because I don't love you. It's just that it's a different type of love for the youngest one. That's all it is. This is a different type of love. That's all it is. Yaqub alayhi salam, you can't change it because this is how Allah has created insan. You love your oldest child in a way and you love your youngest child in a different way. So what do the brothers want? They want that, no, it's not okay that he loves them like this. I want all the love to ourselves. That's all it is, right? So they're not able to see it. They think that physically I'm like this and stuff like that. And this is why I tell everyone, subhanAllah, everyone keeps looking out for the 10 out of 10. She has to be 10 out of 10. Everything about her has to be 10 out of 10. Her looks have to be 10 out of 10. Her appearance and everything, right? She has to be able to do this at home and this at home, this at home. Listen, and they very much stress on the beauty part. I tell you, subhanAllah, after a while, beauty is going to fade. No one's beauty ever lasts. Okay, after a while, mashallah, the guy, his wrinkles start to show up. The beard gets a little gray now, right? He becomes a little white now. His body gets a little bit more hunched, right? It is what it is, right? What can you do? Everyone's going to die one day, right? SubhanAllah. The thing is that Allahu Akbar, you have to understand, any sister, you have to understand that when your husband loves you, if you, alhamdulillah, have beautiful qualities, he'll always love you. And this is the thing. It's all about the qualities. The woman still looks the same even after so many years. Because why? Because I never looked at her outside. I looked at her inside. This is what Allah reminds us here in the Quran. That look, my brothers and sisters in Islam, no matter how beautiful you look on the outside, your beauty has to be inside. The nur has to come from the inside. The taqwa has to come from inside. Allah loves inside more than outside. So this is what these brothers are making a mistake. And they say such an ajeeb thing. They say, "Inna abana lafi dhalalin mubin." Our father's completely misguided. Our father's completely off. Oh, subhanAllah. I showed you how Yusuf alayhi salam comes to the father. Right? And he goes and says, "Oh, ya abati. Oh, my beloved, wondrous, amazing father." Right? And look at these boys. "Inna abana lafi dhalalin mubin." Our father's completely off. Allahu Akbar. Complete opposite. So they don't seem to value their father. All they care about is the father's eyes and their love for him. They don't seem to realize they just insulted their father, right? So they go and say such a terrible thing about him. And so now they're plotting. They're making consultation. They're making mashwara. What do they say? Uqtulu Yusuf. The best way to solve this problem? Kill Yusuf. This is clearly the best way to solve this problem. Just kill Yusuf, right? Instead of just becoming better people, right? Improving ourselves. Let's just get rid of the problem, right? SubhanAllah. This is like, mashallah, may Allah Ta'ala forgive us. But this is exactly what we do in our own lives when it comes to our deen and amal and Islam. Allahu Akbar. Instead of recognizing that we have a problem in the heart, We just try to get rid of the problems outside. Okay? No matter what problem you bring outside, if you don't solve this problem inside, it doesn't matter. Okay? So this is like the example of the doctor and the patient who comes in. Says, "Doctor, I feel pain everywhere." And then the doctor said, "Okay, where do you feel pain?" So the man started to point. He pointed on his arm, said, "Here, here, 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 here." Everywhere he pointed, he feels pain. So then the doctor comes and says, "Okay, let me try." So the doctor takes his own finger and touches the guy. He said, "Do you feel pain here?" He says, "No." He says, "Do you feel pain here?" He said, "No." "Do you feel pain here?" He said, "No." So, okay, what's happening here? So then the guy just, okay, he looks at the finger of the patient and he takes that and he puts it on his knee. Said, he pushes it. "Do you feel pain?" He says, "Yes, I feel pain." And then he puts the patient's finger on himself. He says, "Do you feel pain now?" He says, "Yes, I feel pain." He said, "Brother, it's in the one finger that's causing pain everywhere." Okay? The problem is that whenever, no matter how much our neighbors change or our family members change, it will not stop us from being jealous. Because the jealousy is not outside. Where is it? It's inside. You gotta change the eyes. I'd rather forget about changing it. Just don't look in that direction. Just stop going on Facebook. Some people, subhanAllah, the fatwa should be given is haram for them to go on Facebook because the way they look on Facebook is completely terrible. Allah forgive us. Allah maf kare. And what happens is what? People looking and looking and looking. "Oh, I wish he didn't have this car." So he doesn't have the car. He has a different car. So what happens next? "I wish he didn't have that car." Then fine, he doesn't have a car anymore. He has a house. "I wish he didn't have the house." Right? SubhanAllah, "I wish he didn't have the kid." You always find something to be jealous about. So Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam is, this is a reminder for us. The brothers of Yusuf are saying, "Kill Yusuf, as this will solve their problem." If Yusuf alayhi salam dies, who's next? Binyamin. Then you kill Binyamin, then what's going to happen? Then another brother. And then another brother, another brother. And then finally, the last two guys left. "All right, between you and me, man, we're going to go to the octagon now. We're going to see who's going to be next." It's not going to solve your problem. Uqtulu Yusuf. Awitrahu. So they say, "Kill Yusuf. Or throw him onto a land, any land. Just throw him away. Yakhlu lakum wajhu abikum." Then your father's face will be completely for you. Meaning your father's attention will be completely for you. Watakunu, and then you'll be, min ba'di, after this tremendous guna, this terrible haram of killing Yusuf. After this, watakunu min ba'dihi, after doing all this terrible stuff, qauman salihin, then you'll be pious. In other words, what is this? I'm going to drink the alcohol. I'm going to commit the haram. And then I'm going to become, mashallah, a good Muslim. This is a fake tawbah, isn't it, right? People do this all the time. I'm telling you, one example I give you here, you extend it to everyone. People say, "I'll buy the masjid on riba. I'll buy the masjid on riba." Oh, subhanAllah. Yeah, don't worry. We'll pay it off, inshallah. It'll be halal after. We'll commit the guna now, the haram now, and afterwards it become halal. Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. This is what we do. Everyone does this. Everyone does this on some level. "Oh, brother, I'm just giving da'wah to her. Inshallah, she'll accept Islam." Yeah, after you committed zina with her like 15,000 times, and then you think about, oh yeah, min tukunu min ba'di qawman salihin. Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah ta'ala said, "Tawbah qabla al-zunub. Tawbah, at-tawbatu qabla al-zunub, tawbatu al-kadhab." He said the tawbah before the sin, meaning a person makes tawbah before the sin. "Allah, I'll do the, I'm making tawbah before I commit the haram. So I'll jump into the haram next," right? This is the pre-tawbah, right? It's the pre-game, right? Pre-tawbah, we do this. "I'll make tawbah before Allah," right? That's what they say. Hasan al-Basri says, the tawbah before the sin, tawbatul kazzab, is the tawbah of a liar. Don't pretend. Don't lie. This is what the brother of Yusuf literally just said. He said, commit the sin, afterwards you become pious. People do the same thing. Our whole life, subhanAllah, people say, "I'm going to do all the wrong things. When I turn 50, then inshallah, I'll become a good Muslim. Then I pray five times." The exact same thing. Exact same thing. Where did you get the certificate from Malakul Maut? Malakul Maut came to your house one day and said, "All right, man, we'll put down the contract. Okay, so you get 50 years and then I'll sign the contract. You sign your name here too. We'll both say that you die at 50. Who said that? My brothers and sisters in Islam, no one knows when they're going to go. Yusuf alayhi's brothers do such terrible things. They have this unbelievable mashwara. وَتَكُونُ مِن بَعْدِ قَوْمًا صَالِحِينَ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ. One guy from the group, they're all making this terrible khabis mashwara. Horrible mashwara is happening. And subhanAllah, someone gets a voice of reason in there. قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ لَا تَقْتُلُوا يُوسُفُ. Don't kill Yusuf. One guy, this is the barakah of taking consultation. When people, mashallah, come together and they ask someone for opinion, alhamdulillah, even bad guys get a better opinion, you know? SubhanAllah, this helped them out because they were about to straight up kill their brother. One guy from them says, don't kill Yusuf. وَأَلْقُوهُ فِي غَيَابَةِ الْجُبِّ. Throw him on some well. Some well that just, you know, was just put into the ground and no one's been taking care of it. Just a random well. فِي غَيَابَةِ الْجُبِّ, in the forest. يَلْتَقِطْهُ بَعْدُ السَّيَّارَةِ. Some travelers will come by and probably they'll pick him up. Okay? Do you understand what I'm just telling you right now here, SubhanAllah? First two guys said, kill him, throw him somewhere. Third one said, no, don't kill him. Just throw him in a well. Maybe someone will pick him up. Does he want to kill him too? 100% he wants to kill him. He just doesn't want to say it openly. But at least it's better than the other alternative, SubhanAllah. قال قائل منهم لا تقتلوا يوسف ألقوه في غيابة الجب يلتقط بعد السيارة إن كنتم فاعلين. So now they have a plan. Oh, such smart guys. Okay. They came together with this amazing Bollywood plan. They came together with this. They say, قَالَ قَ... They say, once they قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا. They say, oh, father. نَعْلَ يَا أَبَتِي. Right, beautiful way. يَا أَبَانَا. Oh, father. مَا لَكَ لَا تَأْمَنَّا. Dad, why don't you believe us? Right, this is beautifully done in the Quran. In the word that says, why don't you trust us? In when you read it, it is one of those words where you're supposed to read it in a way that's slightly different. You keep your mouth a little open. All right? Any of you guys memorize this part yet? لَمَعَلَكَ لَا تَأْمَنَّ عَلَى يُوسُفَ. You don't receive that. You don't read the noon properly. You don't say تَأْمَنَّ. You say تَأْمَن. Right? You make your mouth a little open in a circle, because the word says, "Why don't you trust us?" Right? So when the brothers of Yusuf come to tell their father, "Father, why don't you trust us?" You can even tell by the way the word is pronounced that they're not saying it truthfully. SubhanAllah. Brother, dad, why don't you trust us? All right? عَلَى يُوسُفَ. Right? وَإِن كُنَّا وَإِن وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَنَاصِحُونَ. Father, we're well-wishers. We want the best for Yusuf. We want the best for Yusuf. We were looking for all his good being. Nasiha for him. Brother, we're here for nasiha for him. Like our brothers who come and knock on the doors and tell you to come to the masjid. Nasihatan, we're coming telling you to do these things. But these people are the exact opposite. They come to the father, Yaqub alayhi salam, say, Father, why don't you trust us with Yusuf? وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَنَاصِحُونَ. أَرْسِلُهُ مَعَنَا غَدًا. Send him out to us tomorrow. يَرْتَعْ. He's going to graze. رَتَعَ. To graze. The same way, Father, you're a shepherd. You send your sheep out every morning to eat, right? Father, just send out Yusuf in the morning. Yal'ab, he's going to graze, he's going to eat. Where is he going to come back at the end? He'll come back to you, Father. You send your sheep out every day, they'll come back to you exact same way. Yarta' wa yal'ab wa inna lahu lahafizun. Father, we promise you without a doubt, we will definitely, definitely protect him. Without a doubt, we will definitely protect him. We are preservers, hafizun. We do the same way, hifzul Quran. The same way our guys do hifzul Quran. We don't remember any of the Quran. Allah forgive. You know, Allahu Akbar. They say, لَحَافِظُونَ. Yaqub alayhi salam looks at his sons. Would you trust any of these kids? No, subhanAllah, the way they're talking, the way they're coming, the way they're swearing, all this different qasam, big, big words they're using. قَالَ إِنِّي لَيَحْزُنُنِي. Father, he goes and says, Yaqub alayhi salam says, قَالَ إِنِّي لَيَحْزُنُنِي. It depresses me. It makes me sad. أَن تَذْهَبُوا بِهِ. First and foremost, he says, my children, you to go with him makes me very sad. So automatically, what should a son do? If it makes my dad sad, what should I do? Should I do it? No, man, subhanAllah, your dad's going to be upset at you, okay? Then don't do it, subhanAllah, right? Allahu Akbar, this happens all the time. These guys come up with all these marriage proposals. All these marriage proposals. I'm here, mashallah, in favor of all my desi dads, because one day I'm going to deal with the same nonsense, right? This is one, mashallah, what happens? Like, bro, dad, I love her. I love her, you know, I love her, I love her. She's my habibati, I love her, I love her. And then he comes with this great proposal, he thinks. The dad says, I think it's going to make me very sad if you do such a thing, right? Then what does the kid do? He goes and tries to marry her. Then he gets becomes a train wreck. He has no du'as from his parents, no place to return. All these terrible things happen, right? My thing is that, look, if your parents are telling you something, take heed to what they're saying. They're not here to make your life miserable. Sometimes, well, it's a racism, admittedly so. But not all the time is racism. Sometimes looking for your best interests. So the father says, it makes me depressed that you'll go with him. And I fear that a wolf will eat him. He says, it's not because of you guys. It's because you guys might be negligent. You might not be aware. Even then, he doesn't blame his children any time. This is an amazing father. Never once does he go and say, son, it's your fault. It's your problem. You guys are bad people. He says, it makes me sad. And I'm afraid. And I feel like maybe you have some negligence. Sometimes you preserve the Quran. You memorize ayah after ayah of the Quran. But because we weren't paying attention, we forget an ayah. Sometimes you don't pay attention. Oh, sons, you might not pay attention. The wolf might get an upper hand on you because of that. Sons, please, listen to me. It makes me sad and I'm afraid. The sons forget about the sadness of the father. They say, قَالُوا إِنَّكَ لُو ذِبُّ وَنَحْنُ عُصْبَى. If a wolf eats him, while we are strong, mighty, brolic, muscular men, وَنَحْنُ عُصْبَى, we're in such a strong group, إِنَّ إِذَا لَخَاسِرُونَ. We're surely going to be losers. At this moment, Yaqub is being pressed by his children. They don't care about his sadness. They don't care about him being upset. They say, Father, we have to. Please send us out with Yusuf. Please, we'll take care of him, everything. And so finally he's being pushed and pushed. فَلَمَّا ذَهَبُوا بِهِ. Finally, what happens is when they go with him, وَاجْمَعُوا, and they make ijma'ah, they come together. أَيَّ جَعَلُوهُ فِي غَيَابَةِ الْجُبِّ. They make it a firm point. We're gonna throw him in the well. And then finally, the Quran skips over this next part. It doesn't even tell you. It says that when they decided to throw him in the well, what happened? What would happen? They threw him in the well. Allah decides not to put this part in there because it's a difficult part to read. If the Quran had this part, you'd probably feel very miserable to read it. Allah just skips over it completely and says, when they agreed to put him in the well, ilayhi, when he was in the well, we informed him. Okay? What did we do? We inspired to him. We gave him wahi. We gave him wahi, which we give to prophets. You shall surely inform them, Yusuf, of their matter, and they won't even realize it. Okay? And this is a reminder for everyone, inshallah, my final thing. The last thing that I want to remind everyone is that, look, when a person is jealous of you, Allah that gives us a yaqeen, that he says that no matter who's jealous of you, eventually a time will come where you will tell the hasid, the jealous person, about their jealousy and about everything, and they'll come not in anger to you, but in tawbah to you. Allah to tell us right in the beginning of the story, to Yusuf alayhi salam, who just put through such a terrible situation, the closest people to him, his brother's most beloved people, had did such treachery to him and such horrible things to him right now, threw him in the bottom of the well, looking for him to die. And Allah says, don't worry, Yusuf, at this moment, you'll be fine. We'll take care of you, and you'll become in such a state, such a status, that you'll inform them. In other words, Allah makes Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam in the bottom of a well, makes him into a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. So may Allah grant us tawfiq, inshallah. And the small little things, inshallah, we'll get into the nitty-gritty next time. Because obviously the next part is even more crazy, like Ajib. The story has so many lessons for us. May Allah allow us to take the lessons back home. Allow us to apply them in our lives, inshallah ta'ala. Allow us to become people who are bigger than jealousy and become those people, inshallah, that they can make sabr upon the jealousy, ya Rabbana Ameen. Just one quick inshallah announcement. Just alhamdulillah, last Wednesday we went with a couple of students here. They went to the Jewish temple here, and because not every and people have to understand that not every Jewish person is someone who hates Palestine or hates our Palestinian brothers and sisters. Some of them, mashallah, actually want peace and safety for the area, right? Although we might disagree on some other topics, alhamdulillah, at least on this part, at least our temple down the block, they're very nice people, and she's very pro-Palestinian herself. So subhanAllah, we brought some of the kids together, and they made some posters about basically showing unity and peace, right? Trying to get peace for everyone, both for Israeli people and for Palestinian people. So that poster is in the main hall with one of the brothers, inshallah. So if you'd like to, inshallah, sign your name on it, it's going to go back to them as a gesture of peace, inshallah. So inshallah, you're more than welcome while you're waiting for the food to sign your name as well. We ask Allah to bring us to afi and peace, Ya Rabb. We like that no bloodshed be spilled, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. But Ya Rabb al-Alameen, Ya Rahman al-Rahim, make it easy for our Palestinian brothers and sisters and grant them the best, Ya Rahman al-Rahim.